Bien. We.
Is Shiri available for download?
Correct. If you want to download, just click on the name of the Shir. Don't click on the plain button. We discussed in the past the great sage Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. You guys remember him? He's the Rabbi Yeshua that shows up throughout Chas. He's the one that took in Rabbi Lez ben Hurkanus when Rabbi Eliezer came to learn Torah at 28 years old. He was the one who the Roman emperor's daughter looked at him and said, "How disgraceful, such wisdom in such a defiled vessel. You look so ugly." And then he answered her his wise answer, "What do you store wine in?" You remember we did that story. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya is the one who always used to answer the Christians. The famous Rabbi Yeshua, he knew all the answers from all the verses. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya is the one who also knew the stars very well. He was impoverished. He was a blacksmith. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was the one who commented about the wisdom of the children of Jerusalem. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya would often go to Rome, to the extent that when he was lying on his deathbed, the Jews said, "Who will represent us in Rome? Who will know how to answer all the claims against the Torah like you did?" Rabbi Yeshua said, "Don't worry, God keeps equilibrium in the world. If I'm not here, they won't have such wise men to ask such questions." Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was the one that the Roman emperor said to him, my professors just figured out how long it takes for a snake to be pregnant. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya knew to answer him how long. They did all their experimentation and he knew it from the Torah. So, everyone valued Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya's wisdom, and his wisdom sometimes helped him in helping other Jews. Now, on one occasion, when he came to Rome, the Jews told him that the Romans had captured different people, and among the people they have in jail, among their prisoners, the captives they're going to sell as slaves, there's a child who we're told is a Jew. And that child is good looking. He's got brilliant eyes shining from wisdom. Beautiful locks. And we can tell from his good looks and the way he was cared for that this child comes from an important family. And who knows what the Romans will do. You guys know what the Romans did with little boys. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was very saddened when he heard it. So he went to see what's going on. Is it really a Jewish boy that's been taken into captivity? Can he figure out a way of taking him out? He went to the jail. And he asked the guards, "Who's the kid?" And the guards, who didn't know Rabbi Yeshua, didn't answer him. They didn't want to talk to him. They wouldn't let him into the prison. So Rabbi Yeshua stood outside the cells and looked at the bars from the different windows, trying to look to see, maybe he'll get some information. And then by one of the bars, one of the windows, he sees a sad child peering out the window. And he looks and he wonders, is that the child? And is he a Jew? And will he be able to get him out? And will the guards push him away? So Rabbi Yeshua started walking around muttering to himself. And as he muttered, he raised his voice and quoted the verse from the prophet Isaiah and said, "Minatan limshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael levozizim." Who's the one that gave Jacob to be torn by the enemies? Who's the one that gave Israel to be looted by the enemies? The child peers up, sees a stranger quoting a verse, and he concludes the pasuk, "Hallo Hashem." It's God that gave us into their hands. It's because we've sinned him. Because we've sinned him, we refused to go his ways, we didn't listen to him. That's why we have this lot. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya quoted a verse from the end of Isaiah, and the kid finishes the verse from the behind the cell. And when Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya saw the wisdom of the boy, he started weeping. Undoubtedly, this was a child who already knew up to the Navi Yeshaya by heart, knew how to finish the pasuk, and the child was willing to finish the pasuk. Remember, the child is sitting behind enemy bars, he's sitting in enemy prison, and he's willing to say, if I'm in jail, it's Hashem that put me here. So Rabbi Yeshua decided he'd do everything to get him out. So Rabbi Yeshua took a vow, he's not leaving the city till he succeeds in getting the kid out of jail. And ordinarily, we have a rule. Chazal limited how much money we're allowed to pay to redeem someone from captivity. Chazal said, if you pay too much, they'll take more people into captivity. So even though it's short-term kindness, it's long-term cruelty. By agreeing to pay more than a reasonable amount, you end up causing more Jews to be taken as hostages. So Rabbi Shua ben Hanania decided that this boy is going to be a great sage, and for him he'd do anything to get him out. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania finally succeeded in getting him out. That child grew, and he grew into the great sage Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, and the people always admired Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, and we're going to encounter stories about him in the future, the great sage Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who as a youngster was redeemed out of captivity by Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania.